This is the closing market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Starting off the week today, Bill, what do we see going on in the grain and livestock markets?
Well, we started the markets under pressure due to the rains in South America over the weekend and the strong dollar. This morning when I came in, well, I always check the markets when I get up at 5, but they were down and dirty. They were down about a dime early on today. Then they rallied. They were able to rally 16 to 17 cents, and they're sitting right now with 17 minutes left up about 8 cents. The reason for the turnaround is exports, and we need these exports in the worst way, and we started to see a glimpse of them today. Inspections at 10 o'clock were 1.4 million metric tons in the beans. Over last week's 900,000 metric tons, corn was okay at 600. Wheat was on the low side, but beans were good. Plus, we had a flash sale of corn to Mexico of 155,000 metric tons. The market's already pretty cheap, obviously. Anyone knows, anybody who follows the ag markets knows that. All three markets are $2 off the highs from last summer. In the case of corn, that's about a 50% drop in price, or a 30% drop in price in itself.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
In February, we celebrate World Radio Day. Here at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, we feature Iowa-centric programming with content focused on Iowa crop farmers and livestock producers who draw their livelihood from modern production agriculture. Today, the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network offers 9 programs per day, anywhere from 2.5 to 4 minutes. In addition, the network airs a daily midday program featuring Iowa ag news and discussions called Iowa Ag Matters. We thank you for supporting the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network as we celebrate World Radio Day in February.
March corn went unchanged at 442 and 3 quarters. March soybeans up 7 and 3 quarters at 1196 and a quarter. March soybean meal up 430 at 361.10. Soybean oil up 60 cents at 45.33. On the Merck, February live cattle down 82 cents at 179.72. March feeders down 205 at 242.75. February lean hogs down 105 at 74.40. And that's been a check of the closing market prices. I'm Riley Smith.